So this first story comes from Ben Whedon over at Just the News. Kentucky overrides governor's veto of transgender care restrictions. Senate voted 29-8, and the House voted 76-23. They knew this was coming. Andy Beshear, radical leftist governor of Kentucky, he knew that it was coming, but he had to virtue signal, of course. He had to try to stop it, even though he knew that he would be overridden. There's a quote, though, that I want to read, quote from Republican Representative Shane Baker. Very telling, and this is very, very true. Pay attention. He said, "We cannot allow people to continue down the path of fantasy to where they're going to end up 10, 20, 30 years down the road and find themselves miserable from decisions that they made when they were young." And here's the thing. I just throw this out there real quick before, let me finish reading this, and then I'll give my comment about Shane Baker's comment. The bill bans minors from receiving certain gender-related treatments and requires students to use bathrooms in line with their biological sex rather than their gender identities. Go figure. It also restricts discussions of sexual topics in schools for students of all ages. Numerous Republican-leaning states have pursued comparable legislation in recent months, with Tennessee doing so shortly before the violent episode in Nashville, or as I like to call it, the mass murder committed by a transgender person against Christians, including three Christian children. Maybe I'm a little bit more blunt. Back to what Shane Baker said. These people, they're going to, many of them are going to regret it 10, 20, 30 years down the line because it's permanent. I understand that's a great talking point, and I wholeheartedly agree with it. But it's not just about regret, folks. This isn't just about, oh, we can't reverse that surgery, and oh, look at these people that are trying to detransition, and you feel bad for them. I do. I get it. I feel bad for them. But that's not the proper, that's not the right, I guess you could say, convincing narrative here, because it kind of plays into the hands of those who are pushing the transgender supremacy agenda against us. For every person they can show that we can show that's been it's trying to detransition that feels regret, they could say, "Oh yeah, but we've got 100 people that are living their best life and they're so much happier now." And so, of course there's going to be 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 1,000 or 1 out of 10 or whatever numbers they pull out of their hat. There's going to be that occasional person who's regretful of this or regretful of that. I could show you people that used to be Christians. Here's a guy that used to be a Christian, now he's a transgender she or whatever. We can't get into this whole thing. Oh, you're gonna regret it. It's permanent. I understand the need to use that argument. I'm not saying that it's a bad argument. What I'm saying is it cannot be the only argument here. The real argument that we have to pr press for is that they need to, they being children as well as their parents, need to be restricted on what they can do when it comes to bodily mutilation. Something that's, medical treatment for children should be in the hands of the parents up to a certain point. And it should be like, "Oh my gosh, here's Rucker taking away parental rights." No, that's not what I'm trying to do here. What I'm saying is that when the healthcare decisions of an individual should be handled by that individual, especially if they're an adult. The healthcare decisions of a child should be handled by the parent. Healthcare decisions. Not lifestyle, medical decisions. That's something where I do believe there should be restrictions. And it's not just about transgenderism. I mean, it's about any. There was this, I like to say it was the 90s. I don't know. I get my dates mixed up sometimes. There was a short period of time there where there was this odd influx. It might have been the 2000s. I don't know. There was this odd influx of like 16-year-old girls getting boob jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not right. Okay. This isn't, a life-threatening injury that needs to be fixed. Getting your parental permission to do that is not, no, I don't see that as an appropriate way for us to express parental rights. When we're talking about lifestyle changes through surgery, that's something that I think should be, rendered to adults and adults only. Forget about parental consent. And here's the thing, if you want to say, "Oh, it's okay for a 16-year-old to get a boob job because her parents say it's okay, or whatever, but it's not okay for her to become a boy," that's a little bit hypocritical. So we've got to take it, we have to classify it appropriately. When it comes to actual medical treatments, those should be in the hands of the parent. The decisions between the parent and the doctor, and the child in many cases. But as far as the final decision should be made by the parent. But as far as lifestyle surgeries such as gender mutilation or whatever, breast enhancement or plastic surgery or anything like that. You know, unless there's a medical, valid medical reason, I'm all for banning it. You guys might say, oh my gosh, that's against parental rights. I can make a pretty strong argument, and maybe I will someday. It's no secret to my listeners, my viewers, anybody who's visited my websites, that I am very bullish on gold and silver here in 2023. The United States economy is looking challenged, we'll say. They're pushing for central bank digital currencies. Of course, the central banks themselves are buying up gold and silver like crazy, like they've never done before. That should tell you something. If you have wealth, retirement, your life savings, it's time to protect it, to secure it, by putting some or all of it into a self-directed precious metals IRA. There are different types of products out there. I have found three companies that do a fantastic job. These are America First companies that can help you to secure your retirement, your wealth, your life savings in a self-directed IRA. Go to jdrucker.com/IRA. You'll have three America First companies to choose from. Pick one, pick two, pick three. jdrucker.com/IRA.